Mac Lady Cardinals after the straight set win here over the Indian Hills Warriors. And this was a really, that first set, dominant until the midway portion, then back and forth like I expected. Set two, really back and forth. And then set three, back and forth at the end. So you come into a game expecting a back and forth. Was this a really good competitive three-set win?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, Indian Hills is 18th. It was, you know, as high as 10, 11, 12 for earlier. And they're a really good team. They're big. They're strong. You know, they come in, made some switches because a couple of girls wasn't on. Those girls come in, made dominant. You know, the one girl's jump serving, the 17 girl's jump serving. She was hitting on the outside, banging balls too. So, you know, very big win for us. I think good weekend for us just because we played top teams and had an opportunity to take and, you know, I told the girls just real quick in the locker room, I said 3 weeks ago you'd have lost that third game because your body language went down, your momentum went down. He was like, oh, we had the chance to win it 24-23 and we didn't. You would have lost that game, but you stay composed. You're fixing your own little work kinks. You're starting to understand what it is to build and to be an upper echelon team and not let the little things bring you down two of their points. So it was a good win, a good weekend for us, taking 7, taking 18, you know, playing those teams, beating a district foe and Johnny Logan. So good weekend. I'm proud of them. You know, we got enough, next week's a little tough. We got another region opponent. So anyway, it's a good 3 days.
What goes into that mindset of, you know, 3 weeks ago you would have lost this game? What does it take to go from that to where you're at now where you win that third set?
Well, I mean, they have to believe themselves, you know, and there for a while they were kind of doubting each other, doubting themselves, make one mistake, and they're like, oh, I suck, or I ain't no good. Why am I doing that? Well, it's volleyball. I mean, the other team that we played, number 7, they missed serves. Well, you're going to miss a serve too. They hit a ball out, you're going to hit a ball. Like, the teams that are good, the teams that keep getting better, the teams that understand that there's going to be mistakes, I have to learn from the mistake, correct it, and now make 2 or 3 good points to make up for the mistake. So we've been doing that more lately. They've really been, as a group, starting to help each other stay positive, pat each other on the back, but then looking at me and going, hey, that was dumb on my part. I'll fix that, coach. And I'm not on them. I'm not chasing them. I'm not barking at them. I'm letting them grow as a team, and they're actually doing pretty good.
How much growth did you see this weekend from the group? I know it's only 3 games, but it's back-to-back-to-back and some really tough opponents this weekend.
Well, you and I have talked. I saw the last 2 weeks we've been growing, you know, as a team. You know, from the Lakeland game 2 weeks ago, then we had Jeffco. We didn't play great, but we still found a way to win that sloppy game that we played. I felt like we played. You know, then we had these 3 games here, 7. We've come out, and I thought we really looked good against Trinity Valley. And then even today, you know, we didn't have these long runs, sloppy play. You know, we were up 4 or 5. They got back and tied it, but we didn't. We called timeout, slowed down, and then we went back up 3-4. So it wasn't like we let them have a 9-1 run or anything like that. And it's a good team. That team could have ran off 9 points if we wanted to let down. So I'm happy with what they're doing. But the last 2 weeks and this weekend really is kind of showing me, hopefully we're not peaking early. You know, we got 6 games to go, 2 or 3 weeks left. But I like where we're at.
With the goals that are set at the start of the season, I would imagine these players have a goal of getting to that national tournament.
Sure.
How do you keep that goal in perspective, but also keep them focused on each game at a time?
Well, the loss was good. It made them understand that they're not there yet, you know. And we talked about this and even talked with Jim and stuff. It's like that loss could have been good for us, even though they weren't happy that they lost. But they haven't lost since, and they've played now in that span from that 2 weekends ago at West Plains. We've now played 3 or 4 ranked teams that are, you know, we won. And they didn't buckle because of the one loss, and now they're focused back in. So, you know, they wanted to play Indian Hills. They asked me 4 weeks ago, hey, how come we're not playing Indian Hills? Well, we're supposed to at West Plains. They dropped out. Can we play them at our place? Well, the schedule's already out. So I made that work to where Lindsay and I would play each other because we haven't played, because they wanted to play. It wasn't like they were like, oh, we got to play. You know, it's like they didn't want to play Vincennes. They wanted to play somebody better. So that's, to me, is growing as a team. They wanted to play the better teams. They don't play the weaker teams. And not that AM's weak here. I'm just saying, like, you know, a ranked team is not ranked, you know. I'm happy with what they're doing. You know, they're going to need a little rest here after next week. We're going to need to take and have a few days off because we've had a long week and a half. So, you know, 7 games in 10 days is a lot. So, but happy where we're at, proud of them, and looking forward to, you know, next 3 weeks and getting to regionals.